Many of the people who love and enjoy Broadway keep scrapbooks of their experiences, photos, signed posters, ticket stubs, and of course, the playbills. Playbill Books, a division of the iconic company that designs the programs for every show on Broadway, has expanded the idea into an annual project that has become a Broadway tradition, the Playbill Broadway Yearbook. They are up to the 8th annual edition. The new edition includes chapters on 72 Broadway shows, which is every show that ran during the season. Not just the new shows like Once or Newsies or Nice Work If You Can Get It and One Man, Two Governors, but the long-running ones from seasons past, like Phantom of the Opera, The Book of Mormon, and Wicked. Robert Viagas is an editor at Playbill, founder of Playbill.com, and author, co-author, and editor of more than a dozen books in the performing arts, notably the creator of the Playbill Broadway Yearbook series, which he founded. Robert, thank you very much for being back with us.
Happy holidays from Broadway. How are you doing?
Doing fine. Very nice to have you with us. We love having you last year. This book is so much fun. It's an absolute delight. How do you ultimately, to give people an idea, we explained it a little bit, but to give it an idea of using, you know, what we know about yearbooks, of what you hope people to get out of it?
Originally our idea was just to create something for the people who worked on Broadway, something for them to be able to open up and show their grandchildren, say, look, I worked on Broadway. I worked with all these stars. Can you believe it? Here's my picture. Here I am standing next to this famous person. That was our original idea. But we have found that theater fans all over the country love to kind of be part of that too. They love to get a hold of that, and because we have a lot of, you know, interesting backstage things. We let on each show we have somebody called a correspondent. They pick themselves, and sometimes it's the star of the show, and sometimes it's the hairdresser in the show. It can be all different people, and what they do is we give them a camera and they take pictures backstage and they write stories about. It's like a blog about all the things that happened backstage during the course of the season, and we thought it would basically be for the people that worked with them. But as I said, theater fans all over the country we found they love that sort of thing, and they love to kind of feel that they're inside too.
And much like the high school or college yearbook, where you want to have memories and sort of a catalog of what went on, and for the Broadway season, which in this book runs June 2011 to May 2012,
right,
to tell you pretty much everything that has gone on.
Well, we do have a section that lists all the headlines of things that happened during the course of the year, good and bad, generally it's opening nights of shows and other things that happened, and sometimes things that mean something to the people working on the show. When Phantom of the Opera played its 10,000th performance, they got a big crowd of celebrities that came to see them, and so we have photos of that. But things like when Billy Elliot played its final performance, they brought back kids who played Billy Elliot throughout the run, and kids from London who had played it, and so they gave a performance that was like the night of 100 Billies. They had 100 different Billies in the show, and so we ran photos of that. We got the photos that they took themselves of them getting ready backstage, etc. So we try to put that stuff in. One of the things that we always try to clock is the ghosts on Broadway. A lot of the theaters are said to be haunted, and so rather than just dig up anecdotes from years and years ago, we actually ask people who are working on the shows this season what their experiences were. And so we got a wonderful story from, like, Tracy Bennett. She played Judy Garland in a show called End of the Rainbow, and she was at the Belasco Theater, which is supposedly haunted by David Belasco. And she felt that she had an encounter with Mr. Belasco in her dressing room. Similarly, the theater where Mary Poppins is playing, the New Amsterdam,
yep,
is supposedly haunted by the ghost of an old Ziegfeld girl. And so we talked to the people who said to have seen her. Now, I think she's fading because she used to actually speak to people, and then she started just appearing in full body. And now they said that they just see her from the knees down. They see like a disembodied pair of feet in old-fashioned shoes walking upstairs. Creepy, But it didn't happen 100 years ago. It happened just this past season.
As I mentioned in the introduction, the shows included for this past season are, there are shows that are hits, obviously, Once and
Correct.
Nice Work If You Can Get It and Newsies and the list goes on. But the other thing that you do, which I think is respectful and nice, is like a show, like Leap of Faith. It opened April 26th. It closed May 13th. And you put those dates down, but that's pretty much the end of it. You don't get into what happened.
Well, you know, we do have some information about about some of the controversies on the show. We have a section at the beginning where it lists all the news of the season, and you know, we refer to the fact. I mean, this was reported on Playbill.com that the producers really wanted that show to be on Broadway, despite the fact that they had gotten some mixed reviews out of town, and they tried very hard to make the show run, and they just were not successful in making the show run. But we treat all the shows, whether they're hits or whether they are not hits, we try to treat them the same in the yearbook. We publish basically all the contents of that show's playbill, things that not the ads, but the things that are apropos to that show itself. So you have a permanent record of all the people who worked on the show and who wrote the show, but we also have who the producers were. We have photos of who the ushers were, who the stagehands were, because these are all people that make the show work, too. They're all part of Broadway. And so we put that all in there, so there's a permanent record of everybody who worked on the show, whether it had a long run or a short run.
And when you talk about a long run of something like Wicked or Mary Poppins or shows that have been around, Phantom, that have been around for a while, and casts come and go, you keep track of that here so people can see, as you mentioned, obviously it's a record of who has been in the show, but also people can say, oh, I saw the show in July, and this is who I saw.
Right. Well, that was one of the ideas behind creating the yearbook. We realized we have all this information. We're Playbill. We get all the information about who comes and who goes. We got it all in our computers anyway. Why don't we record it for posterity so that it doesn't just disappear at the end of a run? And yes, so we try to include, in keeping with the idea of like a high school or a college yearbook, we call them transfer students, right. Or alumni. We refer to them as the actors that join the show or leave the show. But we usually pick one date during the course of the year, usually when there's a big change in, for instance, the leads, and we use that as what we call the billboard page, the page that has the names of the producers and the stars and the title of the show and who wrote it, et cetera, et cetera. And we use that date's billboard page, and then everybody who came before that is an alumna, and everybody after that is a transfer student.
It's fascinating to me that so many people I'm a self-described Broadway nerd. I love this stuff. And
well, God bless you.
Yeah, well, I just I love it. And kudos. I don't know if you came up with this, but this Playbill Memory Bank online is the coolest thing ever. This is a part of your website where you go and you can put in where you sat, the day you went, and all that information is there, and it'll come up with the cover of the playbill, who is in that show. You can put your review down, your thoughts, how much the drinks were. It's awesome.
Well, that was inspired in part by a guy who worked for Playbill for many, many years, a guy named Louis Botto. He just passed away, and the reason Lewis was able to write these amazing columns of Broadway history is that Lewis kept a diary of every single show that he saw. And it wasn't just the show. He would write down who he saw it with and who was in it and what he remembered doing that night. And we thought to ourselves, this would be an interesting thing. A lot of people do something like this, but they don't do it as formally. And the only way they can share it is by handing a physical book to somebody else. We thought, why don't we create something like this online where people can fill in all the information about the shows that they've seen, so that it keeps the memory for them, but then they can also share it with their friends. And it was built basically on this idea of how we can help people to communicate the theater-going experience. And again, we based it on Lewis's diaries, which are amazing to look at. His role, of course, you know, notebooks and things.
Right.
And he would tape in his tickets, and he would tape in little newspaper clippings, and they're really remarkable. They were being donated to a library. But we thought this is something that we should really share with everybody.
It's a great idea, and it's an awful lot of fun, and it goes along with the yearbook in the sense of helping to remember what you've seen and make notes and so forth. It's just it's really very, very cool. When you look at this season overall, not a bad season.
No, it was a very good season. It was the most. I mean, as far as money is concerned, it was the most profitable season ever in the history of Broadway. It made the most money and it made the most profit. It was really an amazing season. But the quality and the variety of shows was also very satisfying. There were a lot of interesting new original plays, a lot of interesting revivals, a wide variety of musicals. I know the Tony people had a very hard time. The show Once and the show Nice Work If You Can Get It and the show Newsies, they just couldn't be more different. They approach what they do so differently, of all entertaining, but in a very different way. And that diversity, I think, was a hallmark of the season. And I'm glad we got to capture it in the yearbook. It made for a more interesting yearbook.
And when you look at the season ahead that we're currently in, that will be partially in next year's volume, things seem
we're
to
already
be
working
track.
On it.
Yeah,
we're already deeply into working on the ninth edition. And I think that we're going to have more chapters in the upcoming edition than we've ever had in the past. If things keep going, if all the shows that have announced to open, we're going to have 86 shows this season, up from 72 last season. That is a big number. The first year we did the yearbook, we only had 64 shows. That is a big, big increase in shows. And you'd think with economic conditions the way they are, the producers would be hesitant to put on shows. Apparently not. The theaters, when a show closes, the theater usually gets snapped up almost immediately.
And this year, what, 72 shows?
72 in the current edition, and we're on track for 86 next season. I don't know where we're going to put them. But we'll get them in. We will get them in, no problem. Every show gets a chapter.
You'll get them in, indeed.
We just have so much fun. I have to tell you, it is so much fun doing this yearbook and going backstage at all these shows and talking to all these interesting people. And they just have such big hearts, and they just love they're so excited about being on Broadway, and it reflects in their reports. Because I always ask them to tell me things like, parody lyrics that you say during the show, embarrassing moments, parties that you had, interesting parties. You know, what backstage rituals do you do before each performance to warm up for each show? And they come back with the most incredible things. We laugh out loud when we read. I read these things aloud in the office to entertain people.
Well,
I'm really pleased to share it with theatergoers all over the country.
Robert Viagas is an editor at Playbill and founder of the yearbook, Playbill Broadway Yearbook, playbill.com. Robert, thank you very much.